So a bombshell announcement released last night, so that's how the Daily Maverick has described it at least. The former Anglo Gold Ashanti chairman, Sipho Phatiyana, serving legal papers on the Reserve Bank, claiming that the bank is preventing him from becoming the chair of Absa because former Absa CEO Maria Ramos weaponized a false sexual harassment charge against him. In an 8-page public statement, Sipho Phatiyana claiming that Ramos, who succeeded Phatiyana as the chair of Anglo Gold Ashanti, has used her influence with the banking regulatory division of the Reserve Bank to prevent him from becoming Absa's chair. So I'm reading here from a report by Tim Cohen in the Daily Maverick, in which he sets out all the background to this, saying that the Reserve Bank saying last night it would challenge the allegations in court, and Ramos did not immediately respond to requests for comments. But we are speaking now to Sipho Phatiyana, who's joining us to explain why he has decided to go to court on this matter. Sipho, good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for your time today.
Mandy, good afternoon to you and your listeners.
So the crux of this, Sipho, at the heart of it, is an allegation made by a complainant, a senior executive of Anglo Gold Ashanti, in that in February 2019, you took her to a restaurant, and I'm reading here from Tim Cohen's article, after dinner, he gave her a lift back to her hotel, put his hand on top of hers and told her he loved her. At the hotel, he offered to escort her to her room, but she objected and he left. Your argument, Sipho, is that this claim is being weaponized against you.
Yes, that's correct, because evidence from the record at the time of WhatsApp exchanges suggests that my security personnel was around, and they testified to the fact, and their records show that in fact, they were there, contrary to what she alleges, that I was alone. And indeed, that we left the restaurant where the allegation is that nothing untoward happened. We left the restaurant directly to my office. We never gave a lift, and we never went via her hotel. So the story of what transpired, in fact, transpired allegedly in the context of what didn't exist. So that evidence is patently there. The review that was appointed, an independent legal review appointed by Absa Bank as a result of Ms. Ramos taking this matter up with the Reserve Bank, even though it was deemed confidential, suggested that, in fact, that investigation by Anglo Gold Ashanti was flawed. And therefore, the allegation against me remained untested.
Okay.
So with all of that, the Reserve Bank basically ignored an independent review report by a competent legal team that Absa had appointed, and seemed to have taken a view that this is something that they could use against me, even though they deny that they took a decision to not support my appointment.
Sipho, why wouldn't they want you to become the chairperson of Absa? If you're saying it's not about the sexual harassment charge, what is motivating that decision? What have they got against you?
I'm as puzzled as you are, because in fact, I shouldn't be guessing in terms of what the law provides for, and that's what the offense is. In terms of the Banks Act, which is supposed to guide them in doing this, the board of Absa is supposed to run interviews and determine who they want as a chairman. After they would have done that, then they submit the name of the person to the Reserve Bank, who then do the inquiry into the fitness and proper of the person nominated, and indeed then make a determination whether they would support or object to the appointment. So what has happened here is that the Reserve Bank has circumvented what is provided for in the law, and they have inserted themselves in processes that are supposed to be board processes, determining the criteria, wanting to see the shortlist, in effect, as a result, placing themselves in a position of basically determining who the chair of the board should be, which is the role of the board.
Hmm.
So that is the unlawfulness in the action. Now, when one asks them why they decided that to communicate to the board of Absa that they would object to my appointment, they say they never objected. So that's the risk that comes with an an informal process which they run.
So without getting into the nitty-gritty and the minutiae of this here, the Reserve Bank is saying that they believe that they've acted in accordance with their mandate, and they're going to respond to the matters through the judicial process because there is a formal legal process. So I suppose the question for you then is, why are you doing this through the media and not through the legal process then?
Well, I mean, it's important. This is a matter of major public interest. Remember that banks are owned by ordinary investors, including pension funds and all of that. So the governance of those institutions is in the public interest. It is the boards, it is shareholders that appoint directors onto the boards. It is the boards that appoint public officers on behalf of shareholders. When things go wrong, shareholders should be able to call on the directors and hold directors accountable. But when it is the bank, Reserve Bank and Central Bank that actually usurps the authority of a board and takes this responsibility, who do shareholders hold accountable?
Right.
And secondly, the authority of the Reserve Bank looms large in our lives. If they can act in an unlawful fashion against, I would like to believe, somebody quite senior in the banking environment, how much more to an ordinary person who doesn't have the capacity to challenge and object
right.
their conduct? So it is absolutely in the public interest that they must be held accountable and they must exercise their responsibilities within the framework of the law and the constitution of the country.
Sipho, thank you very much. Sipho Phatiana speaking to us there. That's his side of the story. He has gone to court now. He's also put out this 8-page public statement in which he claims that Maria Ramos has weaponized this false sexual harassment charge against him. I look forward to hearing the other side of the story and how this progresses through the courts as well.